Hello, Pat.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I am good. You are a returning comedian.
I am.
With your show.
Yeah. Politics. Every time I think I'm out, you know, this city pulls me back in.
Yep. It is a siren call, I guess.
Yeah. I haven't even seen the film that comes from. I don't watch films. Popular culture is not my thing.
I do remember this about being friends with you. Politics and Polar Bears is the name of your show with a surtitle, I suppose. Is that what
are you suggesting that the rest of this title hangs above my show, like surtitles do?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
There will be no polar bears.
Yeah. I suppose it does in a sort of ominous kind of way.
You're a comedian.
Yes.
Who does comedy shows.
Yes.
What kind of comedy do you do, Pat?
It's mostly political, as the title of that show should have given away, hopefully. I was trying to come up with a title for the show that would just make it clear what people were in for.
Well, you couldn't use a Prime Minister's name in case.
Exactly, yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no security, job security anymore. But how do you write a comedy show about politics at the moment? It is not fun.
So I suppose that's sort of the starting point for a lot of it. You have to start by working out what's funny about something that doesn't seem funny. So, you know, I spend a lot of time talking about Scott Morrison and his sort of determination to remake himself sort of as like Australia's stepdad.
Daddy.
Yeah, we might not like that he's here, but, you know, he's trying to claim he's responsible.
Yeah,
but,
definitely, you know, stepdad vibes.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Constantly trying to get our attention.
You know? But you've been doing political stand-up for a while now.
Yes. Yeah.
Has it changed at all, or is it more or less all the same?
Well, the jokes have changed.
Yes.
As in, has politics changed?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little. Like, I think we're living much more now in this sort of, I don't know, crazy populist era now where, like, what you say doesn't really matter anymore. So, yeah, you can't really just make fun of people for contradicting themselves because they sort of don't care.
Yeah. And you've done quite a lot of work in comedy since you've moved away from Adelaide.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I've never been more productive.
You've written for Mad as Hell.
I have, yes.
And you've been involved with Channel 4's Rockers Caucus a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And Channel 31's The Leak as well. You've done quite a few big stories as well.
Yeah. Probably the most exciting one, because I was reading just the other day, a member of the Liberal Party, one of their organizational people, had opposed the ban on gay conversion therapy. And
yes.
I was reminded that for The Leak, I actually did gay conversion therapy.
Yes. Which
was very interesting.
That was... I remember watching the videos. I was like, Pat, why? No.
I mean, it doesn't work, so, you know, there was no risk.
But still, putting yourself at risk.
Exactly, yeah.
It just seems like you've been going from strength to strength.
Oh, that's very kind. Doesn't always feel that way.
I was about to ask, do you feel like you're going to hit a goal at some point?
A goal?
Yeah, like, this is where I am. I'm a full-time comedian now.
Well, I think the writing work is a bit like that. Like that, you know, like you get paid at the end of the week for it. So, you know, that feels more like work than sometimes just doing gigs and getting paid in cash and that sort of stuff. Mm. So, yeah, that feels like a goal in and of itself. It certainly feels more adult than for the first time, because I think you would know from your time doing it, when you do stand up, it does sort of feel a bit like you're just running around with kids and having fun. So yeah, it does feel a bit more adult getting paid for it.
You mentioned your comedy writing. Mm. Is there a different approach for your comedy writing for someone else's voice as opposed to your own?
Yeah, naturally. When you're writing for someone, you write a little bit differently. I suppose the starting points are all the same, but the end product looks a bit different. So the stuff that you're writing for television isn't necessarily, because it's a different medium to stand up, isn't necessarily going to hold up as well. So sometimes you'll come up with an idea for something that you just write off because you're like, well, that's not going to work for television, so you save it for yourself or vice versa.
Do you think it's a little easier in a writer's room that you have people to bounce off of?
Yeah, sure. Sure. Yeah. In the same way that when you do stand-up, you're sort of bouncing ideas off the back of the room anyway, where the comics are. Like, you know, you can tell when the audience is laughing at something versus when the comics are.
I've actually found myself that writing as a stand-up means I'm making my ideas my... Like, I'm spending too much with my own ideas rather than spending time with other people.
Yeah.
And getting feedback on those ideas.
Yeah.
So I would assume that there's a different approach. But it sounds like there's not, like, a huge difference for you.
Yeah, a little. I suppose it depends how needy you are. I'm just a very needy person. So I just come up with an idea and I'm like, is this funny? Is this funny? Is it funny yet? And thankfully, I've got... a Melbourne comic, Eve Ellenbogen, staying with me, and she just tells me no all the time, which is great.
That is a very good approach. Yeah. Now, what is Politics and Polar Bears specifically about? Is this one got a new attack?
So it's basically a roundup of the last 12 months, really, here. Like, sort of the big issues, one of which is obviously losing a prime minister and getting a new one. But then also stuff that carries over. So, you know, like, I do a bit of stuff about... women in politics, female representation, you know, which has been like a long-running issue. So I try and pick those sorts of things as well that happen through the year rather than just talking about the day-to-day stuff.
I don't know if this is a cruel thing to do, but I might positively say you kind of remind me. Please don't hate me for saying this. Friendly Geordies.
Oh, okay.
In a kind way, not in a bad way, because there has been a lot of Friendly Geordies controversy recently.
Yeah, not of which I was remotely on top of. I would just see a headline every now and then.
So do you feel like you're playing to maybe not that sort of crowd now? Because I feel like the Friendly Geordies crowd has certainly changed. but do you feel like you resonate with any other Australian political comedians?
I don't know, really. In terms of like sounding like someone else, or
I suppose so.
I don't know. I suppose you don't spend much time thinking about that. So I don't really know. I don't really have an answer for that. Certainly. I suppose when I think about the political comics I was influenced by, most of them are from overseas. Mm. So people like Stuart Lee and Chris Morris and Armando Iannucci, who did a lot of political stuff, and Jon Stewart, I think, at The Daily Show as well. So I suppose they're more influences than Australian stuff.
That is what I was going to follow up with.
Right.
Your influences.
Yeah.
But you got there before I
asked. Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah.
So I suppose all that's left to ask is, what do you want people to take away from your show?
Less money than they had before they came to the show, something like that. I try not to go too heavy on messages, because I feel like sometimes you lose the comedy in that.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a message. It could be a feeling or...
Yeah, hopefully the feeling is that was fun and maybe it's not as bad as I thought it was. You know, like, the state of the world is probably a bit better than I thought.
Hmm.
Hopefully.
It's a mostly positive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, mostly things are okay.
When can people catch your show, Patrick?
They can catch my show at 7:15, Tuesdays to Saturdays, at Hell's Kitchen at the Rhino Room until the 2nd of March.
That is the dates that I have in front of me, so correct.
Test passed.
Ding, ding, ding. Thanks so much for joining me, Pat.
Not at all. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.